么不做一下。
然后他的妻子利亚也是一个伟大的人。
那这是没有办法。Came to her and said, Liam, we're never going to get you married.
他老爸对这个女儿说，我一定要想办法把你嫁掉。
You're going to be on the ship.
不然的话，你就会一直停在这里嫁出去。
Yeah, there's an opportunity.
现在机会来了。
Watch your sister.
所以你的妹妹啊
，Watch the way she walks.
所以她怎么走路
？We're going to dress her up with a veil.
然后我们把她穿起来，然后
turn the lights down.
然后把灯光弄暗一点。
Give everybody a little bit of wine.
给他们喝一点酒。
And we're going to get you married.
我要把你嫁出去。
Now you laugh, but that's exactly what happened.
不要笑，就是这么发生的。
Poor Jacob woke up and found that instead of his beloved Rachel, that was Leah.
等到雅各第二天醒了，他一看不是拉杰，是利亚。
And when finally they left, Jacob always thought that Rachel was the sweetest thing that ever lived on the face of the earth.
当他们后来有一天离开这个家的时候，他一直以为他最爱的这个拉杰是全世界最美的女人。
Nothing ever flitted through her mind in his understanding.
在他的脑海里面一点是毫无坏的意念。
But when Jacob had enough of his uncle Laban.
当雅各对他的舅舅已经受够了
and he got everything left and went.
他就把他所有的家当弄出来
On the new day, suddenly, furiously riding, came a whole posse of men.
他正在走在路上，后面来了一大堆非常生气的人追兵。
It was the enemy.
是拉班带领军
人疯了就打他，
大喊说：“你说你
这个男的从哪里来的？
你。”偷了我家的东西
，not even say goodbye，
也没有好好跟我们告别。
And he said you have stolen the household gods，
你把我们家的家神偷走了。
Now Jacob was angry，
那雅各就很生气。
Gods，
你们家的
household gods，
你们家的
I have never touched，
我这边从来没摸过。
They're yours，
属于你的。
Now, in those days, household items were title deeds to property.
在那个时代里头，这一个家神其实是代表了这个家的产权。
So Jacob said to Laban, "Search everything."
所以雅各很大方的就对他的舅舅说：“我现在心里的人，你通通查吧。
”He went back.
他找，绝对找不到。
Laban knew his nephew, and he searched.
但是这个结论，舅舅是认识这个侄子，知道这个人也很伟大，所以他就查没有行李。
In the Hebrew, it says he stole everything.
他说每一个人的行李。
And then he comes to the other two ladies.
来到他的女儿面前
，She's sitting on the camel saddle.
他坐在这个骆驼的这个位骆驼上
，Don't touch me, the pharisee says. I'm not feeling very well.
爸爸，今天不要碰我，因为我今天不舒服。
My dear, dear daughter, of course I don't touch.
哦，亲爱的女儿，我当然不会碰你的。
It was the only part he didn't feel.
所以整个通通摸手里呢，就是这个女人的这里没有收。
Underneath the saddle were the household items.
就在
这里 had stolen.
就在这个宝贝女人的座位下面藏着这一个偶像，的爸爸没有摸到。
Well, you see, how did God deal with Jacob?
所以在这里看到神怎么样？
First, he saw himself in his mother. Then he saw himself in his uncle.
然后他看见他自己在他的舅舅身上。
Then he saw himself in Lee.
然后看见他父亲在地上。
Finally, he saw his own, in his own loving way.
然后在拉结身上也看见他自己。
Then he was sick of himself.
所以他就感觉痛恨无比。
Oh, if there was only someone who could change me.
他就呼喊，谁能够拯救我？
And that night, the Lord came.
就在那个晚上，主向他显现。
And he whispered.
他就与神摔跤
，and he touched Jacob in such a way that Jacob got the better of the Lord.
他那天摔跤，主就摸了他一把
，and the Lord said, "Let me go."
这个天使说，让我走吧。
Jacob said, "I will not let you go."
约雅各说，我不让你走。
Until you bless me.
除非你祝福。
And the Lord said, 神就说 What is your name?
你叫什么名字
But as if the Lord didn't know Jacob's name.
好像这天使从来不知道他的名字。
He'd arranged the whole thing. The Lord had.
神安排这一切。
Why did he say? What is your name?
为什么这个时候却问他你叫什么名字呢？
The Hebrew Yaakov
means prisoner.这个雅各这个字在希伯来原文的意思是，屈辱的意思。
What is your name?
你叫什么名字
？Jacob put his head. I'm Abraham's grandson.
他可以说我是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
Great.
对呀、啊。
He could have been an Isaac's son.
他也可以说我是这个以撒的儿子。
He said, "My name is Jacob."
但是他却说我的名字是雅各
And the Lord said You shall no more be called Jacob
这里天使对他说你不要再叫雅各
You shall be called Israel
你要叫以色列
Prince with God
他的意思是说是神的王子
What? You know what Jacob said? I have seen the Lord face to face
他说我与神面对面
，and I live，
我却活着。
He called it to Penny Hill，
他就是
face of God，
他就称那个地方叫做皮努以勒，是神的面。
From that day to the end of his life，
从那一天到他的
生命 ，He was a totally different man，
他整个人生改变。
The whole direction of his life changed，
他整个人生的方向改变。
And in the end， Pharaoh himself。
到他晚年的时候，你看见埃及的王法老都向他鞠躬。然后雅各就祝福他。
You see, this Christmas heavenly vision,
这个天上的意象
is a cost to him.
有一定的代价。
Abraham went out and was never the same.Again.
亚伯拉罕看到这个异象出去以后
，He did eat smelly sheep and goats for the rest of his life.
从那一天起，他变成一个牧人。
Jacob was a changed man.
雅各也是一个改变的人。
So was Moses.
摩西也改变了。
God made Moses in a bush.
神在。燃烧的荆棘里体验一下。
This was the strangest meeting in history.
这是最稀奇的见面方法。
If the Lord had only made it to the palm tree thing,
神应该找一个别这个棕榈树来给他见面。
The straight palm tree with great strong.
这个棕榈树笔直然后很漂亮的这个树叶。
And the berries of fire.
然后在上面
哦 ，And the Lord say, Moses, Moses, take your shoes from off your feet,
把你的脚上的鞋脱下来。
Grab them on your stand.
你所站的是圣地，
完整，
这样多好啊
！Palm trees are symbol of holiness,
因为棕榈树在圣经里面代表圣。
Wonderful,
奇妙。
For those of us who preach, what a wonderful, what a wonderful thing. There was the Lord meeting with Moses in a palm tree.
그렇게 한국을 써야 되는 크리스천, 그때 못 하는 거예요. 지금 예수님은 지금은 난조스,没有人渴望, 내가 现在变成老底下的基督徒了. I went. 我已经富足了，哎，我也得救了，很巧，我是在哪儿？哎，怎么了？我有圣经，哎，怎么够了？哎，够了。哦，blessing is to be honored。如果你能够有个渴望心是何等大的路，我们就blessing is to be blessed。如果你里头有个渴望是何等大的路。 Every time God is going to do something, 每一次神要做工，He makes the person feel small.他当人开始觉得自己很小，因此不重要，不重要，不配，他们觉得没有说话，他们觉得是。When they see that's God, they have to step. 这一个人不被神所，那一个人 with the immensity, 有一个很强烈的感觉 about this. 就是要达到我们的目标，你，难道是我吗？Am I destined to great lives？像我这样的人，居然有一天要与他同葬，全忘。Destined to be so one with him。神预定我们要与他合而为一，在当时已经是 到一个地步，成为他的心腹，夫人了。Well, dear friends, you see this testimony is something. 所以你看到这一个见证是了不得的见证。Let me go further. 再进一步。There is an old saying in the Book of Proverbs. 在箴言里这样说。 Where there is no vision, the people perish.
迷无意象，就要放肆。The
word in Hebrew means prophetic vision, prophetic understanding.
这个意象在希伯来文去看的时候，它的意思是具有先知性的看见。
Think of this 14th verse in this Philippians chapter 3.
好好地想想，我们刚刚读的这段圣经第十四节。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
向高杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。Now
first, let me break it down for you.
我把这段圣经分段。
The calling of God.
神的呼召,
there is a calling of God on your life.
我们每一个基督徒的生命中有神的呼召,
it's not just salvation.
不是仅仅的救,
that you should be saved is absolutely essential in salvation.
我们每一个人得救是绝对的重要，最重要的一个基础.
But once you are saved,
一旦你得救了,
there is a calling.
紧接着来，第一个神圣的呼召。That's
the first.
这是重要。It
is something to do with the end of the Bible.
因为这个呼召跟圣经的结束有关。Something
to do with that city.
与那个城有关。Something
to do with the Bible.
与那个新书有关。Something
to do with the throne.
与那个宝座有关。You're
called.
你被召。
You are called to His eternal glory.
你被神的呼召进入他的荣耀。In
Christ
Jesus. 在基督里面。Now
the second thing is, listen carefully.
第二件重要的是,
the prize, the high calling of God, is in Christ Jesus.
在基督里所要得的奖赏,
this calling of God, is in Christ. Jesus.
这个呼召是在基督的里面。
It's something to do with Him.
与他有关系。
Something to do with our relationship to Him.
这个是跟他之间的一个关系。
Something to do with hearing Him with the ear of your spirit.
是你的心。 清醒的耳朵能够听见他的声音。
Something to do with seeing him with the eyes of your heart.
是你心中眼睛都看着他。
Something to do with walking with him.
是与他同行。
It is all to do with the Lord Jesus.
每一件事都与基督发生关系。
This calling of God on your life is centered in the person of the Lord Jesus.
这个整个的呼召是中心的，以耶稣基督为中心。
If this calling is to be realized.
如果这个呼召要实现在你的心
中 ，ask to give the Lord Jesus the place the Father has given you。
你必须给耶稣在你的生命中那个地位
，you
能给赋给他的儿子地位。
You have to give him the preeminence in everything。
你必须在凡事上以他为首
，there's no other way。
没有任何其他的代
价。This calling to be realized is in Christ Jesus。
这个目的是在基督里来达成的。
You may be in love with the church, you may be in love with Christian organizations, you may be in love with the truth. It's not enough.
你可能对主的工作爱上了，你可能对他的教导爱上了，但这些不能够代替主。
You have to be in love with the Lord Jesus.
你必须与自己发生爱的关系。
Now the next.
下一次
the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The word in Greek is the upward calling.
这里讲到上面来的呼召。
You know our tendency is always downward.
我们的自然倾向是往下走。
This is an upward calling.
但是这里告诉我们，这里有个呼召是向上的呼召。
The upward calling. Next thing,
下一种
I press toward the goal.
我向着标杆直跑
For the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus.
要得着那个从向上呼召的那一个奖赏
Now, dear brothers and sisters, what is this prize?
这个奖赏到底是什么
？Now we begin to understand, do we?
现在有点懂了吗
？Not that I have already obtained.
保罗说我不以为已经得着。
I count not yet myself to have laid hold.
我并不是以为自己已经得着了。
That I may win.
我要赢得基督。
You don't win Christ as Savior.
耶稣基督做了你的救主，你并不需要去赢得他。
He has given to you.
他已经给我了。
He is the only Savior.
他是我的唯一的救主。
There is no other.
没有其他的救主。
You win him as bride.
但是你要。赢得他成为你的妻子了。
Whom you say? You are preaching the word.
那你是不是讲因行为而得救
？I am not.
Oh,
you are saved by grace.
靠恩典得救。
And all the grace of God is given to you.To win Christ as bridegroom.
但是，为要赢得基督成为我们的新郎，所有我们需要的恩典神已经给了我们。
Every step of the way is by grace.
每一个阶段都是靠着恩典。
It is all of grace.
完全是恩典。
But do you think the Lord will be satisfied with people who have never loved him?
你想主耶稣为你这个为满足吗？如果一个基督从来没有爱过你，
都是那个，
但是信的得救了，
这个就没问题。
那这样的基督就要与他们掌权吗？
他
怎么个掌法
？Reigning requires discipline.
要与他同掌权，这个人必须经过严格的训练
，training，
训练
，education，
教育。
I'm in the school of Christ.
It
is the grace of God that I'm
there.
If the problems I face greatly, it is the grace of God. It is the grace of God if I discover Him in the problem.
在这一些问题里头，有一天我发现了主，这是神的恩典。
That's how God is refined.
这就是金这样用火来炼出来的。
Jesus said to the Laodicean church, I counsel you, I advise you, buy of me gold refined in the fire.
神那老底下的教会说，我建议买火炼的金。
How much is the price?
什么是那个奖赏?
It's grace.
是靠着恩典。
The price is experience.
所以经历是那个奖赏。
The only way precious stone is worked upon into something of incredible beauty is by the grace of God.
那个矿石然后变成一个美丽的宝石，是神的恩典在我们身上做工的结果。
Only if I speak to anybody here who has some inexplicable suffering, some inexplicable problem, it's a pearl that is being
produced.今天晚上我对我们在座那些有极大痛苦的人、极大忧伤的人，我要说你正在经历珍珠形成的步骤当中。It
is the grace of God that's covering that bit of worthless. Ugly, painful, grit into your
darkness.神在我们生命中做一个奇妙的工作，把我们这个渣男一样的人，却一层一层的包围，他的恩典包围我们，有一天形成一个珍珠。
Do you understand?
懂吗？
All the grace is yours.
所有的恩典都是我们的。
People always come to me and say, listen, you don't know my circumstances. You don't know the problems I have. You don't know the husband I have. You don't know the wife I have. You don't know the children I have.
常常我碰到一些基督徒来跟我说，你不懂啊，常常人，我的问题，我的孩子，我的丈夫，我的妻子，真糟糕啊。
I know.
是我不懂。
The Lord does. That's true.
是我不懂。
Do you mean to tell me that he saved you and didn't know?
你想告诉我，他花这么大功夫救你，可是却不知道你的问题吗？
Oh, the Lord is saying, I have no idea.
我说，哎呀，我没想到你有这么多。
I have no idea when I saved so that they had such a husband.
当我救他的时候，我忘掉他有这么糟糕的丈夫。早知道不让他这么重的遭遇了。God has made available to you grace commensurate with your problem.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，当你遭遇这一切的时候，神老早把一切你所需要的恩典，丰丰富富为你预备好了。If you bury the talent,
如果你把神给你的恩典藏在埋起来，You
get no commendation from the Lord.
神不会可怜你，神不会谦虚你。It's
not only grace.
不但是恩典。
There is the power of the Holy Spirit.
而且还有圣灵的。
There is nothing the Holy Spirit cannot do.
在圣灵没有难成的事。
Nothing.
没有难成的事。
What do you say? No, I'm a unique problem.
不不不，我的问题与众不同。
I always use this illustration. Quickly, let me say that my time is short.
我常常用这个例子。
I often think when you go out into the mountains, and you see a great tree, and at the foot of the tree is a huge boulder. So split. You think, isn't that amazing?
So, ah, how she
showed. Now, remembering the tree can speak.
如果这棵树也不说话
，Don't begin with a little seed，
就是一颗种子
，size of my small finger，
就跟我的小指头的指甲这么大
，It's still into a crevice in the rock。
有一天，这种子掉到这个大磐石的这个裂缝里
，It's interesting。
如果他那么说话
，I will say to it， you silly little seed。
大树会对这个小种，这个磐石会对这个小种子说：“哎呀，你太小了。”
就活的那只的熊啊，
你掉在这个细缝里头
，you can't move，
你活不了。
You're done，
有一天你要死掉了。
The little seed says to me，
但是这个小种子却说
：“I have within me a life，
我里头有个生命
，and that life is overcoming。
这个生命能够得胜
，I'm going to trust that life in me。”
我相信这个生命。
Then it puts down a little root.
他就开始
two little leaves.
两个小芽。
That's it. You are so stupid. You think you're going to get the better of this huge boulder?
你想要把这大岩石裂开吗？
You will shut that.
你算不了什么。
The boulder is so heavy.
这个大岩石不动。
Oh, this is a little thing.
这个小种子
，I trust in the life inside.
我相信我里面有一个生命。
You know what happens is that those roots go down and down into that crevice.
然后这个根越长越深，
进到
这个
缝里 ，grows up, grows up, grows up.
然后这个上面的芽越来越大
，and in the end it splits the rock.
最后有一天，终于把这个大岩石裂成二分之一。他自己长
的那是个 demonstration of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus。
这个小例子就说出神的生命在我们里面一种能力。
If you have the life of Christ in you，
如果我们得着耶稣基督的生命
，He is your God。
这个生命是得胜的
，Just Him。
相信他。
And you can get a big problem。
如果你接触了大
路 ，You not only have grace， but I get to the problem。
神给你足够的恩典和困难。
You have the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome。
然后神圣灵给你大的能力来胜过。
All the problems are still there。
是可能问题还在那里。
You will grow。
但是你成长了，你成长了，越长越大，越长越大。
Upward， upward，
向上的
upward，
越长越大。
Until the boulder is split into，
长到一个地步，这个大磐石就裂开。
Well, dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们
think,
想一想
what is God's eternal purpose?
什么是神永远的旨意？
It has something tremendous for you.
这是一个对你最大的一件事
called by God.
你被他呼召来。
There's a little place with this I am.It's in verse, I think it's verse 12. Laying hold on that for which Christ laid hold on me.
注意看十二节这里有一句话说，或者可以得着耶稣基督所以得着我的。小字说，所以得着我的，或做要我得着的。
What did Christ lay hold on you for?
耶稣基督得着你什么？
Have you ever thought about it?
你有没有想过这个问题？
What did he say?
为什么他那边说这样？
He wants this.
他得着什么？
Why did he lay hold on you?
他得着你什么？
He
did. 他抓住你。
And he did.
他得着你。
Arrested you.
他抓住你。
Why?
为什么？
什么？
为什么目的？
That's what we've been talking about.
这就是我们在这里讨论的问题。
That you must lay hold on that for which he laid hold on you.
所以这个就是你要抓住那个他抓住你的这件事。
Well, dear brothers and sisters, in all our assemblies,There are Laban's and Rebecca's
and Leah and Rachel.
在我们每一句话里头，你都可以找到拉班、利亚、拉杰、雅各。
You can leave them if you want.
你可以回答吗?
But actually, they are mirrors in which you see yourself.
但是实际上，这些都是你的镜子，借着这些弟兄姊妹，神让你认识自己。
It is the way God produces gold and precious silver and pearls.
神借着他们，在我们上做工，在我们生命中要产生金子、宝石与珍珠。
For a long time, I have believed that it is God's day for China.
我有很长一段时间相信。
I have been associated with the intercessors' work worldwide for something like 40 years.
在我过去里头，我曾经跟一群基督徒叫做为世界代祷的这群基督徒有40年之久。
Very often the leaders of all these big national organizations would come together.
很多的场合，这些世界有这些大的教派的领袖们会在这个场合里头说：“哎，说，你们能不能够想一想，在我们祷告的这个名单上，哪一个国家是我们祷告最多的？除了你们自己的个人的国家之外。”
And there were 43 different nations at that time.
在那个会议里头，有43个各国的代表参加。
And in every one of them, it was the same.
每一个人都在这个点上一样。
The first country to pray for was Israel.
第一个祷告的对象是他们。
The second country most prayed for was Israel.
第二个国家被提出来的是以色列。
And the third was China.
第三个祷告最多的是中国。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
in the last 100 years, there has been an incredible work that God has done amongst the Chinese.
在过去100年，神在中国人中间的工作是非常稀奇。And
then came the great persecution.
我们看见有很大的逼迫来到中国。When
in the new generation, will there be those like Watchman Nee? Or John Saul, or Walton Vow, or David Young, many of the martyrs.
今天在年轻的一代中间，我们还能够看到像当年我们的宋尚杰、杨少华、尼托森这样神所重用的器皿，在年轻的一代，我们还能看得见吗？
It is the same Holy Spirit, the same head of the church.
好，我们同有一位元首。
You young people,
我们在座的青年,
God could call you to be something tremendous in His work.
在这末世的时候，神愿用你来做大使。
But it will only be if you are prepared to lay down your self-life.
只有一个条件，你预备好放下你的，舍去你的生命。
Prepared to follow the Lord fully.
全心的来跟随他。
When we are prepared for that,
当你有这样的心智
，the Holy Spirit will begin our education and our training and our discipline。
圣灵就可以在你的身上开始他的训练，他的准备的工作。
May the Lord do it。
我们真是求神今天在中间做这个工作。
May you, if you've never heard it before, hear in your spirit, in your heart, the upward calling of God.In Christ Jesus.
让我们每一个人都听见保罗这里所说的那一个上天。
You will not be able to do it.
我们个人不可能做这件事。
But the grace is there.
但是神的恩典在那。
Sufficient for every need.
够我们每一个人用。
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也把足够的能力赏给我们，
下面
让我们能够祷告。
Beloved Lord，
亲爱的主啊
，Speak to our hearts，
求你对我们的灵心说话。
We don't want mediocre Christianity。
今天我们不需要马马虎虎的基督徒。
We want something so filled with the beauty of the Lord Jesus。
我们真是求我们被基督的美丽所充满的基督
，so filled with the power of the Holy Spirit，
被圣灵能力所充满的基督
，so filled with the love of God，
被神的爱所充满的基督
，that there will be an impact upon the society all around，
这样对我们周遭的环境能够产生冲击力。
Dear Lord，
亲爱的主
，speak to our hearts。
对我们的心说话吧，
全能者，
向我们挑战。
May we be able to say in the end，
到我们人生的结束，我们能够这样说
：I was not disobedient to the heavenly。
我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Hear us，
求你听我们的祷告。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus。
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。